Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Laura Young. The scripture is Genesis chapters 21 and 22.
The Lord will provide. I never expected I'd write a devotional on Abraham being asked to sacrifice Isaac. One of my study Bibles refers to this passage as a theologically demanding text and adds, "The mystery of God's initiating this dire test is unresolved." So I'm not alone with my unease and unanswered questions. This event does foreshadow, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. We also see Abraham's faith once again displayed in an astonishing way. And when a ram caught in a thicket becomes the burnt offering, Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." The Hebrew for this name is Jehovah Jireh. We see many examples of God's provision in today's chapters from Genesis. Chapter 21 opens with the birth of Isaac, the long-awaited child of promise. Abram was 75 years old back in chapter 12 when God first promised to make him into a great nation, and 100 when Isaac was born. When Hagar and Ishmael are sent away, God provides water. Genesis 16:16 reports Abraham was 86 when Ishmael was born. That makes the boy 14 when Isaac was born, and maybe around 17 by the events of chapter 21. Another provision of adequate water concludes chapter 21, with Abraham calling upon the name of the Lord, the eternal God, or El Olam in Hebrew. Then in chapter 22, God provides the sacrificial ram, already briefly discussed, and a report on Abraham's extended family hints at the future provision of an acceptable wife for Isaac. The Cultural Background Study Bible encourages us to read as complementary the two names for God in these two chapters, verses 21:33 and 22:14. El Olam, the enduring God, depicts God as responsible for the grand scheme of things. He is the God of the long term. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, recognizes Yahweh as God of the short term, caring for the needs of the moment. Short-term needs and long-term plan. God has it covered. In September, Concord's Handbell Choir played a beautiful arrangement of "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah," for the traditional service's prelude. Whenever I hear this hymn, I am reminded of a memory shared by a black man being interviewed by a historian in the 1990s and retold in The Warmth of Other Suns, the epic story of America's Great Migration. For 2 years during the Great Depression, he and a couple of young cousins were cared for by their grandmother in rural Florida. Sometimes the parents, working in northern cities, got slow at sending money for the children. Then the grandmother would sit in her front porch rocker and begin humming and singing and rocking, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah." After a while, the palm of her hand would start to itch, she'd report, and before long, a telegram would arrive. "Somebody would be done wired us some money. Yes, sirree." As I listened to the handbells, I once again praised God for his provision to a grandmother and her grandchildren, now about 90 years ago. Then I wondered at how amazed she would have to be to learn that a white woman in the year 2023 was thinking of her because of her grandson's testimony to her faith. Just as her story has become a part of me, so the stories of God's provision and plan throughout Genesis are our own. This is us. Let us pray. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Almighty God, we celebrate your provision and we rejoice in the testimonies of men and women of faith, whether from 4,000 years ago or from 90 years ago or from today. Help us to join in their witness to your great love and faithfulness. Thank you for Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice for all people, for all time. Songs of praises, I will ever give to thee. I will ever give to thee. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.